win other people. Live your own life according to the instructions and the will of the Father. Love the Father. Love him first. Seek him first. And love all his children. Love all the people. Those are just some of the commands. I mean, so living according to his word, his instruction, is how we obtain and partake and use and get to use and access and enjoy the blessings and the promises. Living according to his word, living according to his instructions, is how we obtain, how we partake, how we get the good stuff from God. And if we think about it, all of the things that come along with righteousness loops us right back around to making us his companion. If you just think, you take time to track it, think about it, think it out, and I'm going to try to keep moving. But it leads us right back to us being his companions, his children. We are beings by which the Father can enjoy the pleasure of bestowing his vast, amazing, awesome sauce on. How many know God got some awesome sauce? He got a wow factor. He is an amazing God. Now, we mentioned earlier, we mentioned membership. We mentioned being reborn again, being part of the kingdom, being made his children. And we made reference to what comes along with being saved. The blessings and responsibility, to sum it up. Just a little side note here. I'm going to borrow a little line. I heard Bill Winston say several times. I heard my dad say it. I've heard people say it, but I don't know about you, but if I wasn't saved, I'd get saved, like right now. If I wasn't saved right now, I would get saved right now. But because those of you who are not saved, oh man, you're missing out. You are forfeiting and omitting all the goodness, all the awesome sauce that's available to you through our Almighty Father. That's a little freebie. We're going to keep moving. But back to it. Let's try to do a list. Let's try to do a little list for responsibilities. We're going to be responsible for love, spreading the gospel, seek ye first. And we're not trying to list a long list, but just want to make mention of some to create a foundation, create a base for what we're going to talk about. So a couple of more would be, you know, spend time with God, praise and worship him. Don't forsake the assembly of the gathering of your people. That's what Brother Tim was mentioning. Some of y'all got it last week, but house ain't quite as full as it was then. But let's see, and live by faith. That's another one. Please the Father by exercising and practicing your faith. So what I mean by practicing the exercise of faith? I mean to apply the faith God has given you to obtain all that he's given you. Oh, that sounds like a catchphrase. Therese, you want to borrow that? You can work on that. You can preach that. You write that down. I'll let you have that. Apply the faith God gave you to obtain everything he gave you. It takes faith to do everything in the kingdom of God. It takes faith to live every bit of this righteous life. It takes faith to be saved. It takes faith to even get saved in the first place, even to enter into the kingdom of God. It even takes faith just to know God exists and to know he's awesome and to know that he is alive and all powerful and will be forever and ever. All right, let's move on. Let's list some important things that we need for faith. We already mentioned a few. Faith is used for. It's used for salvation, of course, for yours, mine, your neighbors, your cousins, the people that live in the next state, all across the country. It takes faith for salvation for everybody. It takes faith for you to go out and win them. It takes faith to commune with God. When you just take time to stop and pray and get before the Lord, it takes faith to believe that you're actually doing some good and not looking and feeling foolish. It takes faith to get down there and do it and stay with it, knowing that His word is true and you are growing closer to Him. It takes faith for healing, stay well and be healthy. Your body's a temple of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and everything in your body should work right. It should be in line with the word. And it takes faith to make that happen. It takes faith for protection. You live your everyday life. You go about your daily activities, and you don't get hurt, injured. You don't get killed and car wrecks and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, I've seen some bad stuff, and you want this protection. You really want this protection. I'm not going to get into that, but I've seen some bad stuff. I've seen car wrecks where people are bad, and I've seen people not make it, and you don't know what happened. They look perfectly fine, but they ain't here no more. You want this protection. Like I said, for not trying to make this full list, but we're just going to list and make a small list to create a foundation, a base for my point. So let's move way on down the list, down to the remedial stuff. The one remedial thing that we use faith for. M-O-N-E-Y. Yep. Money's way down at the bottom. Now don't get me wrong. Don't let me make you think that money's not important. It's just as important as knowing that the letter Y makes the yes sound, but it also will substitute for I. It's just as important knowing 2 times 5 is 10. But it should be way, way, way automatic. It should be easy for us to do. So faith to pay bills, faith to have food and gas, faith to send your kids to school, faith to own a house or a car. It's all first grade stuff. Now don't like I say before, I'm talking to me. Y'all just happen to listen to me talk out loud. So, as I was hearing from the Lord and reading and just meditating on this topic, the more I spent time with it, the more the fact that this stuff is first grade stuff, it just amped me up, charged me up, put me in a hurry. Because I know how important our faith is, what kind of important task that we have to accomplish. So that's what I'm here to do, is charge you up. I want to rev your RPMs, get you in a hurry. Hurry up and learn this first grade stuff. So that we can get on with it already. I'm going to stray away a second. We got to get on with it, people. Like I was saying before, I see some bad stuff. People need Jesus. And too much of the body of Christ spending all of their strength and energy to obtain their faith to take care of a water bill. I'm talking to me now. No, y'all just pretend I can turn around and talk to the wall. I don't want nobody to get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me. I want y'all to amp it up. Hurry up. So let's be clear on. I think I already said it. I'm gonna keep reading so I don't lose my place. Two things we understand is we notice from the word, God ain't broke. He ain't never been broke, ain't gonna be broke. He ain't never changed. He ain't gonna change.